Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Paul Hamilton.
Rob Ray joins Chopin Bulldog game days at 4. Howard and Jeremy welcome Marty Biron Thursday mornings at 7:30 on WGR Sports Radio 550.
And there they all are right there. What's in there? Sal Capaccio's in there. Jeremy White, Chopin the Bulldog. There's Alan Davis, John and Brian Cozio, Pat Malacaro. The whole crew is in there.
Really?
And you know what? Paul is the only one upstairs working. The rest of the guys are on vacation. Working
one thing about that. Rob is a man after my own heart because he called it vacation, which is what I'll call like every time I leave here, Paul. It's vacation. Then I come back from vacation tomorrow.
Well, he's right. Right now, a lot of those guys are on vacation right now.
Yes. Yes, if that were a live commentary, he'd be right on point there. Paul Hamilton now on the West Her Hotline. Thanks for doing this.
Hey, how are you?
Okay. So Kevin Adams again, day three.
Yeah, well, this was the originally scheduled programming, and, you know, the GM will always talk before the draft, and the draft only a week away now before the first round takes place in Montreal. So, but in conjunction with that, about an hour before he was about to speak, they announced they were going to sign Craig Anderson. So that, of course, was the first half of the discussions about Anderson and what they plan to do in goal in addition to Craig Anderson, as he is the first goaltender they have that's actually signed.
Right.
They don't have any other signed goaltenders right now. So, and, you know, Adam said that signing Anderson is not going to change what he has been doing and what is doing, and that's being in on all the goaltending conversations around the league, and he is going to continue to do that, which indicates to me that if he is insisting upon doing that, that he is looking for another goaltender, and maybe Lukanen is going to be starting in Rochester. And, you know, maybe Anderson would be in a backup type of a situation, depending on the goaltender they would be able to acquire. Now, prices, of course, are high right now because we just started the off season. I mean, people aren't going to put out their best offer right away. And, you know, I'm sure there people are looking for Krebs, or they're looking for, you know, the young players that the Sabres have. And right now there's nothing that interests the Sabres, but they're going to stick to it as far as looking for another goaltender.
Yeah, Paul, like, is it obvious that that will happen? I mean,
no.
Okay. I mean, I want to set this up. It's like, we've seen the Sabres do things even maybe in goal not that long ago where you go, is this really it? Is this really the plan? But I think they have to look at the upcoming season differently than last year. I mean, they're bottoming out, right? The Eichel trade is about to happen, and let's get through the year. I don't think they would look at this season coming up like that.
That's why, in my mind, this is the season to find out if Lukanen can play. It doesn't seem like anybody else feels that way, but I think it's a mistake not having him. Now, I would not have him paired with Anderson. You know, that would not be my plan whatsoever. I would be looking for a goaltender to trade for that if plan A doesn't work, you can easily go to plan B and you're going to be just fine. You know, maybe a goaltender that can split the 82 games with Luukkonen type of a deal. You know, and I don't believe Anderson can do that. I just don't think he's at a point in his career that he can do that right now. I mean, that would be my plan because I don't want to put off another year of finding out if this kid can play or not. I mean, because then all these forwards and defensemen are a year further along in their development. And as he said today, in order for them to get good, they believe that the players that they have are going to get better. That's how they're going to move forward is Krebs and Cousins, and you know them all, are going to get better than they are now. And that's how they're going to move forward. Okay, let's say that happens, and they do move forward. Well, you still haven't found out if your goaltender can play yet? I don't get it. This is the year to find out. You're not winning the Stanley Cup this year. So I don't get it if that's not their plan, and it doesn't appear like it is.
So you would not have bothered with Anderson?
No. I would have been looking for a better option with Luukkonen. Because to me, it's important that Luukkonen be in the NHL and playing this year.
Yeah, that's the ultimate difference, right? Like, being a backup. You know, what I meant when I asked you, like, what's obvious here is, yeah, you heard today, and you still think they're going out to get somebody else, and I do too, and he's mm-hmm. talking like that. So that mm-hmm. happens, which squeezes Luukkonen to Rochester. That's right. The difference. You know, whatever kind of workload here he would have, depending on what that other move is, it might not have been big, though. You know, like it might not have been more than 30 games. If they shoot big here in goal and they make something significant happen, somebody that they're really going to go with, then he would be, any backup would be like 25 games in that territory, maybe 30.
Yeah, but if you're looking at a backup, but you know, I mentioned this the other day, and probably my favorite idea, if he's available, is Varlamov with the I don't know what the Islanders would be asking for him. He's only got 1 year left on $5 million. I think it's an immediate upgrade on your goaltending. If you were to pair him with Luukkonen, I think, you know, if, you know, thinking, all right, they'll split the games. But if Luukkonen goes down the tubes, you're fine with Varlamov in my mind. And it's $5 million for one more year. If it goes well, maybe you get him for another year at $5 million and you know, do it that way. I mean, that probably, of the ideas that I've thought of or heard of, that's probably the one I like the best. I'm not real thrilled with any free agent goaltenders, you know, other than Fleury, and I don't think Fleury's coming here. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. But short of that, nothing on free agency excites me, so I think it has to be by trade. But I also would not be giving up Krebs or somebody like that. It would have to be a different type of a trade. I'd give up a prospect, but it's not going to be one of my top guys. You know, it'd be a middle-type prospect.
I would be shocked if they did anything like that. I feel like this front office has become more data-driven, and I don't think a data-driven team is going to trade anybody of that caliber for a goalie, almost no matter who the goalie is.
He basically said that today.
Yeah.
That's what the offers are right now. That's what people want in the discussions about goalies. You know, a pick and a top prospect type of a thing. And he said, right now, we're not comfortable with that, but we're going to keep working at it. We're going to keep talking about it. And again, as I said, the offseason just ended. So, I mean, discussions have been going on, but as far as meaningful, do you want to make a trade now? You know, offers are high right now. You know, people want, you know, things aren't going to come down till either at the draft or before the draft. I don't think so. Yeah, I understand why things, you know, if you're calling on a goaltender, they're going to be asking for the higher end of things.
Paul Hamilton on the Wester Hotline. Mike Schoep here. Bulldog is off today. How do you look at the draft? I mean, the draft has always kind of been described as like when action can happen, when trades can happen. But hasn't it also been the case a few times recently where we've sort of expected something, but we didn't get it? Like, do you think it is maybe how that perception is correct, that here is next weekend is the weekend for moves?
Yes, and it just seems like any year that you hear it's going to be a lot of moves or none, and then the years that you hear, there's not much going on right now, nobody's making any calls, next thing you know, it's trade after trade after trade. You know, I remember the draft in Minnesota. I hadn't even gotten off the plane yet, and I'm hearing about Robin Regier. And it's like, okay, let's go. You know, I don't want to be bored while I'm here. Let's do it right from the airport here, you know, type of thing. So it's really weird that way. It normally doesn't go the way you want to. It was interesting today listening to Jerry Fortin speak. You know, he's talking about we have the ninth pick if we use it. It was always if we use it type of a thing. And I ask Adams, you know how in the NFL how there's a formula to decide what is the value of moving up or moving down? And every GM knows the formula. So most people know, all right, if you want to move up three spots, it's going to cost you this, this, and this. I said, do you have that in the NHL? He goes, yes, we do. He goes, but I have it through my analytics department. You know, they have come up with a formula of if you want to move up to this place, this is what it should cost you and that type of thing. And they didn't say this, Mike, but I got the distinct impression that he would like to move up. And move up, in my mind, if you can't get up to get that winger from Slovakia, Slavikovsky, that's who I'd be looking at. Because let's assume that Montreal is going to take Shane Wright. Next to the Devils. The Devils have a lot of high-end prospects. What does that formula say that the Devils get if they're willing to trade out of there? Does it take number 9 and number 28? Does it take number 9 and number 41? Does it take two firsts and a second? What does it take to get up there? But I'm almost willing, even if you had to trade 9 and 28, you still have two first-round picks. You'd be up to 2, and you'd still have 16. Or 2 and 28. But you would still have two first-round picks, and you'd have this winger that you could plug right into your lineup who's big, can score goals, has played in the Olympics, and I'd be all over that trade if I could do that.
You like the idea.
I love the idea of him. Now, Shane Wright's a good hockey player. Logan Cooley is a good hockey player. They're centers. I'm not real interested in giving away a lot of assets to pick up another young center. I like the young centers that they have. I am very interested in trading up to get that winger.
I don't know this, but I'm guessing it's closest to the 928 and a second package. You know, some of that depends on what do we just have with football. We had a year where the teams at the top reportedly, it made sense anyway to think they wanted to trade down, but there wasn't really any action. So do you have a sense of what kind of appetite there would be if New Jersey wanted to move out? Like, would a lot of teams want him?
Oh, sure they would. They absolutely. It would probably, all right, what's the best offer we could, because there would be other teams that want to get in there. You don't see it all that often. You know, but you do every now and then see it, and you could be right. Now, if I were the Sabres, I might suggest 928 and one of our second-round picks next year. You have three of them. We'll give you the highest one of the three, you know, type of a thing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Just so you get your second-round pick this year and you still have two next year. That would be what I would shoot for if I could. Now, it wouldn't be a deal-breaker for me. But if they want a second-round pick, I would try to push it to next year, and I would be willing to give them the highest of the three. But that's what I would be pushing for, so you could at least make a second-round pick this year.
Well, one thing I like about the idea is there's some urgency toward this season for it. You still have the young player that you'd want to have a long career with, but if there's like a right-now element to that, you know, that's a tip in favor for me. That doesn't mean that the ninth pick couldn't be such a player, but it's rare. So
if I'm the Devils, I think they're crazy not to do it. Once again, because they have drafted high for a while now. So they, you know, they've done that now. Do you need the second overall pick? Well, sure, he'd be a nice piece for you, whoever you might get there, but you could also get a lot of other nice pieces and, you know, do what Adams talks about, add to your depth, you know, get another first-round pick. You're still going to draft at 9. So, all right, instead of 2, you're going to draft at 9. You're still going to get a really decent hockey player out of it. You're going to get another first-round pick. You're going to get a second-round pick out of it. With where the Devils organization is right now, I wouldn't do it if I'm Montreal or Arizona, but if I'm the Devils, I think the Devils would be crazy not to do it
if
the offer was right.
Would you include Olofsson if you needed to?
Yes.
Right? Like, that could be, you want to find a team that might think they have something really good in him. And, all right, well, it's fun to talk about.
Sure.
I was saying a couple hours ago, Paul, I think this is interesting. It is to me that, like, for all the losing the Sabres have been through, I'm in a pretty confident place about what they are right now. There are still obvious major questions, you know. I think in terms of ownership, who knows? I mean, it's just been cutting and cutting and cutting. And, like, I don't know. I mean, there's an arena issue coming, or there really should be now. And I don't have this kind of confidence on that level. But in terms of Adams and the staff, my on a scale of 1 to 10, my number's pretty high for a team that hasn't been close to the playoffs in forever.
Yeah, the only thing that I think is concerning right now is their young goaltending is falling behind their young forwards and their young D. I think their young D and their young forwards are progressing very well. And I think by those two staying in college, your young goaltending has started to get off the train a little bit and fall behind. So that, to me, is a little bit concerning. Not that it can't catch up, but that's the biggest thing. As far as the arena, that does have to be addressed. When that's going to be addressed, I can't say, because unlike the stadium, which was the county's responsibility, the arena is ownership's responsibility.
All right. Well, it'll be fun next week. I mean, you've mentioned a couple of the prospects as well. Do you have other names? Like, you think about the Sabres not making that trade and having three picks in the first round. Are there, for you at this point, like, best-case scenarios?
As far as guys they can draft?
Yeah, like, what should they want to – if there isn't a trade, what should they want to pull off?
I would want to maybe look for a big winger, and Carter Gauthier is a guy that a lot of people thought was going to be in the top five. But other times I've seen it – for example, the Hockey News has him at 9, right where the Sabres are. So does he fall a little bit? There are some people who think he's really good, and there's some people who think he's going to fall a little bit. Connor Geeky is another one who's going to be right in that area, you know, where you can get it at the 9. Snuggerud is a guy maybe around 16. You remember Dave Snuggerud?
Yes.
His son is a guy who really, I think, his draft prospects have gone up a little bit, and I think that's a guy, if it was available at 16, I think the Sabres would be very interested, and I would say they should be.
Dave Snuggerud, Paul. It's a fun name to say.
Yes. And
that's the father.
Son is Jimmy, so, and Dave was a hard, you know, if Jimmy takes after his dad, you know, Dave probably didn't have the talent, but boy, he worked hard, and that's what got him through an NHL career. Is how hard he worked, and he just, his motor never stopped.
Looking at his page now, maybe for the first time ever, 80 games as a rookie on a really good team, 1990. I mean, an excellent team that went out in the first round, all those teams did, but this was the best of them when they finished third in the league in points, and they played Montreal in the first round, who had finished fourth. And Boston.
And nobody expected him to make the team.
Yeah, okay.
He did it exactly with what I talked about. He had the drive to do it, and by the time it was said and done, here he is playing in Game 1.
And Boston was first in the league that year, and they won the division. So you had 3-4 in the whole NHL playing in the first round. We've seen that other times. But I didn't really know that this lined up. Like, Snuggerud, 80 games. I mean, that's how many they played. And that's the whole amount. And did that as a rookie in the 89-90 season. That's pretty good tribute for a team that was that good.
And you have his page opened up. So I'm pretty sure he was not drafted, was he?
I don't think so. I don't see it. Played at Minnesota?
I believe he was a free agent.
Played at Minnesota?
A college free agent.
Yeah, those are fun memories. I mean, not the playoffs, really. But the years.
Oh, he went in the 87 supplemental draft. That's okay. They had that supplemental draft, and that's when he was taken in the supplemental draft.
All right. So what have you got coming up like this weekend? I may talk to you tomorrow, but just in case I don't.
Right now, nothing. I'm wide open. I tend to get down near the waterfront down when it becomes July 4th. I love that July 4th fireworks. They did down there. I hope they're doing it again this year. I haven't looked into that yet. Last year, I just wandered down to Broadway and Lancaster. They had a really good show down there, but I do like the ones on the waterfront.
You find your way to some fireworks on the 4th of July, as a rule.
I try to. Yeah, I try to, yes.
So for me, like, I'm not a big fireworks fan or anything, but I kind of grew up with them on the 4th because they would shoot them off right across the river from my house on Grand Island. So growing up, like, our house was kind of like you went to Mike's for fireworks because they were like right in your lap almost, right over the water. Tons of boats in the river, and you could sit on our dock and watch the fireworks like right straight up. So that was pretty cool. Then there was a fire one year, so that ended it. Like, they didn't do it anymore, and they moved. You could see them. If you look, I'm doing this actually physically right now, looking to my right, down around by the hotel, which was the Holiday Inn. You could sort of see them that way. And then I think in recent years they've done them over there in North Tonawanda, kind of to the left, but I don't think they are anymore. They moved that location. And the other option on the island was what was Fantasy Island, but word is that's not happening. So I think if you live where I do and you want fireworks, you're going to have to go find them. And maybe you'll run into Paul.
I remember the one time when Bulldog had a cottage in Canada. I was there on July 4th, and we were sitting out by the fire. It was the coolest thing. You could see fireworks from your left all the way down to your right on the U.S. shore.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were in Canada. Because you could see down past Hamburg from where he is. And it was so cool how many fireworks shows you could watch just sitting there all the way down that shoreline.
This is not on that level, but for me, that's tomorrow night looking at Fort Erie. Or not Fort Erie, but Chippewa. And then Niagara Falls. Because there'll be fireworks shows, you know, some years anyway, there are. Like, it gets to be 10 o'clock or so, and you can see them over the tree line all the way up. We watch them over the falls every night at home. They're kind of low in the sky because it's a distance away. But we can see them. That's something. But then
remember,
up and down Canada.
The coolest one I've ever seen is being up in an airplane because they're under you. So you're up above them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember what year that was, but I remember being in an airplane that was so cool watching all the fireworks being up above them.
You don't want to be at 30,000 feet and see them out your window. But down, you know, sure, I get that. You don't want to see any sort of sparks out your window in the air. But, yeah, that'd be pretty good. I love looking for the island when I don't fly as often as you do, but, like, I want to sort of know which way are we going? Are we taking off? Sort of, are we looping around and going over the island? I want to see it out my right window. That's what's perfect. Mm-hmm. Fireworks or not. All right, Paul. Well, I may call you tomorrow. We'll see if there's any news.
Sounds good. I'll probably have another article up tomorrow, but a little bit more on what was said today with Jerry Fortin and Adams, and more draft article tomorrow. Yesterday was more trade and goaltending article.
Yep. Okay. Look forward to that. Thank you, Paul.
Take care.
I am looking for, if Bulldog is listening, he knows. I'm looking for the read. I'm going to get it. I'm not going to be able to get it right now, but I'm going to get it. I'm going to make sure you know who is responsible, you know, in a good way, for having Paul on the show. But I'm terrible at this. I'm never prepared for that when I'm alone. Wait a minute. Oh, why don't I delete that email about the Winter Olympics, Mike? Paul's appearances on WGR are brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide. And by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. We got this. I found it. All these old emails. The Winter Olympics begin this week. 84. Delete. Who is expected to be drafted in the top three of the NFL draft? Delete. I don't need that. Got to do this all left-handed. That's where I put my... Parking at the Bills for 2021. Delete. 2021. Parking at the Bills. Nope. Don't need that. How about the format for the Sabres pregame show in 2019? Don't need that. Super Bowl odds. Week 14 of 2020. Bills 12-1. Should we bet that? I think we probably shouldn't. This is the year Tampa won. 12-1. See if I can get Tampa at 12-1 to win the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Maybe there's a book out there that would take that. 803-0550, the number. Where have we been today? Singletary versus Cook, if I may put it like that. Love opinions on that. High confidence in the Sabre front office. I'm sort of taken with the feeling that I have about that because, I don't know, I can be tough, but I'm in this moment, I'm sort of expecting good things from them. Let me know how you feel about that. Always fantasy questions. Oh, I got to talk about the Scott Fishbowl a little bit more. They're going to leave me alone like this. That's what I'm going to do. 803-0550 if you want to join me. Mike Schoep here. Bulldog is off today. Andrew Filippone coming up in 40 minutes or so here on WGR.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I mean, we have spent a lot of hours just in our room upstairs with our scouts and big groups, and that's why, as Jerry mentioned, sorting out your list is so critical, because you're right, at nine, you're going to look at your list and you're going to say, man, we got these three players. We really like all of them, but you can only call one name and you have to make that decision. But that goes back to, if you've done the work before and you're prepared for that, you move forward.
Sabres GM Kevin Adams. We talked plenty of Sabres today. 803-0550. Craig Anderson being re-signed, I think, at least this is how Twitter looks. Got to put the algorithm in, though, to remember that Twitter can look pretty freaked out about pretty much anything. Just remember that that's where you go to freak out. You don't want to just freak out alone in your house. You've got your phone and you want to say it, and people find company when they go there. A lot of people freaking out about who knows what. Many meaningless things, actually. But in terms of the Sabres and Anderson, there's some today. And I just don't really, I didn't need it, but I don't mind it. Because I think everything Adams has said all week has me feeling pretty confident that the Sabres are taking the position, well, more seriously than you would if you were just signing Craig Anderson and then going to the beach. Because I don't think they're going to the beach. I think they're still working. They said it. I mean, I believe them, working on something else. So if what we get in the end is some goalie who costs money or picks in a trade, like somebody that they're really pushing their chips in on, and Anderson is here and Lukanen is here, or Rochester as the thing starts, it's a long season, I don't think that's so bad. But, you know, maybe you do. 803-0550 is the number. Talked a lot of football today, too. Of course, Singletary and Cook, the Bills at running back, the Bills at slot receiver, always up for you know, you're out there and you're thinking this is what's going to happen or this is what they should do. It's such a buttoned-up team that there is not a lot of that. But even though it's not, you know, the exposition at wide receiver or certainly not quarterback, you, no matter who you pick, I don't think you're in bad shape. I mean, they have good options in both of these cases. That's, you know, what happens when you're good like this. I'm always sort of ready for some sort of take on that because, as I said earlier, Singletary and Cook, for me, could play out. I'm not sure. Like, it could play out lots of different ways with those two guys. We could see them move to James Cook soon. They drafted him in the second round. Different sort of skill set than Singletary, including, I mean, maybe most importantly to the Bills, maybe his prowess as a receiver, which, you know, the Bills with the McKissick move and this pick in round two clearly are about. Or maybe they take their time with him and they have next year in mind. Not that there's, I don't think there's any scenario where Cook just doesn't play. But running backs get replaced and they are thinking, I think in addition to whatever his role is in their minds this year, there's also the, yeah, he can be our running back next year if he's good. Because I think probably, I don't want to say like with certainty that Singletary won't be, but does he get like a big contract from the Bills? I would think not. And that's just because he's a running back, but it's also, he's not an elite running back. So I would be surprised if they did that. They could do something modest with him. You know what? What's interesting to me, I mentioned this a lot. We talk about this at running back in the NFL, how you have the way it has fallen. This year, you have a number of guys who are on their big contracts around the NFL, their second contracts, where teams did make these moves with them, and each of which I would say probably was regrettable. But I'm just one guy. Who? Elliott with Dallas, the most famously egregious running back contract in the game is Zeke. Then you have Cook in Minnesota. You have Christian McCaffrey for tons of money. Can he actually stay on the field? You have Kamara with the Saints. You have Mixon with the Bengals. Maybe Nick Chubb is in this group. Like, you have prominent running backs who are about to age, Derrick Henry, about to age out. Guys who are 26, 27 years old. Henry might be older than that. I think he is. And that's late for a running back. So next year, I mean, some of the, like Elliott will still be on that contract. And they're just all in on that. Maybe McCaffrey too, I think. Maybe most of these examples. But we're at a point where there's like a, how many teams is that? 7 or 8 teams? A quarter of the league, almost. I'm sure I could be forgetting one or two. Fournette in Tampa. Fournette's been great for Tampa, but he's well into his career. Maybe this is year 6 for him, I think. There'll be a transition, right? That's where I'm going. There'll be a transition, and that'll be rookies. That'll be maybe bench players who have really not gotten a chance yet, but will fall into those positions depending. I don't know what the rookie classes look like going forward for running backs. I'd want to ask one of our guests who's knowledgeable about that. And, you know, it's still a year away anyway. But there will be a transition at that position. Where does that leave you? You're Singletary, and you're pretty good on an excellent team. They've drafted to replace you. They've signed to replace you. They've drafted again here in James Cook to replace you eventually. Or they would have you, you know, on a contract like the one that you have. Maybe there is a future for the Bills and Singletary together like that. Just be interesting to see how in a league where I think more and more teams are loath to do contracts with running backs like all those other teams did. There's just more and more evidence to not do that. Is any of those teams going to win? Like, what happens with Barkley, with the Giants? Sure, it's better to have a good one than not, but there's just a prevailing, I think, mindset in the league to just try to avoid locking down a running back. Injuries and just the passing league that it is now. I wonder where that leaves players like this guy. and even younger ones. Like, here's an interesting one for me is Michael Carter with the Jets. So Carter was at North Carolina. He was good. Great tape. Like, Carter was a very interesting prospect coming into the league. He was not anybody's, well, almost anybody's number one back. I mean, you had ETN last year, right? You had Najee Harris. Both of those guys went in round one. And the Jets end up on Michael Carter in round four. So he's pretty good, but the team is bad. And they've got other guys there too. Tevin Coleman for one last year. Ty Johnson. Like, there's really not any kind of a clear-cut commitment to Michael Carter. But, you know, a nice player. Maybe kind of on the Singletary level, or even better. I mean, he's a different kind of player. He's not big either, though. He's more of a receiver type. He doesn't strike you as a three-down kind of back. So this year, okay, do they give him more of a workload? What do? They drafted Breece Hall on top of him. You know, smush Michael Carter. I mean, he might still play some. He might play a niche role. Maybe that's like a McKissick role or Nyheim Hines in Indianapolis. But it's part-time because you're not drafting the first running back in the class as the Jets did early in round two to, you know, split time really eat close to evenly. I think usually you would not do that. Denver kind of did that, though, actually. You never know. I mentioned these puzzles. They're all puzzles. Denver kind of did that with Javonte Williams in that same class where they drafted Javonte Williams. They traded up, I think, even to get him from Miami before Miami picked. And he's a second rounder. He was all right, even maybe good. A lot of people love Javonte Williams. But Melvin Gordon was there. And throughout last season, they were splitting time. Now Melvin Gordon is back there on a lesser contract. We'll see what they do. They did bring him back. So every team's got some kind of a puzzle to put together at running back, and the Bills do too, with Singletary and Cook. Lots of ways it could go. 803-0550 is the number if you want to get in on that. We've got Andrew Filippone coming up in 20 minutes. Bulldog is off. This is Mike Shope on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Our focus as we look at our team right now is we have a lot of really good hockey players that we think can get better. So we need to focus on those players. How do we get them better? How do we continue to put them in a position where they're gonna push and improve? Because that's a big part of how we're gonna take a step. So we wanna win hockey games, we wanna develop our players, and we wanna make sure that we're, you know, rounding it out to give ourselves the best chance to keep getting better and improve.
Kevin Adams, Mike Shope here. Bulldog is off today. Nice night. Too hot for Joe. Joe went down to the 11-day power play. He's not here to elaborate, but there's a guy who likes the temps in the 60s at the highest. You know, just give him those chills. Those 50 to 58 might be his preferred temperature. We're going to flip that. We're at 85 right now here in Amherst. Bright sunshine. Should be a great weekend for the 4th, Canada Day, and then Independence Day for us on Monday. Gotta love it. Memorial Day is my favorite holiday, and part of that is the, again, I'm thinking of Joe here, the weather is like sneaky perfect, almost, I don't know, almost always. I sort of make fun of how it's always perfect on Memorial Day. I like Memorial Day. It's meaningful. It's always on a Monday. It's perfect weather for us, like the beginning of the season, and it's not really formal. We go to a ceremony on the island. I didn't get there this year, but many Memorial Day mornings, that's what we do. But then after that, it's like 10:30 in the morning and you have the day and there's not a lot of formality. There's not a, we got to be at Aunt Susie's by 3:30 dressed up, you know, like all you're out enjoying the, like Thanksgiving is like that. You're out enjoying the weather. And you gotta take it inside and get showered and go and just, you know, hang out with all your cousins. There's a place. But I like Memorial Day, it's hot dogs and it's the pool, if you have a pool, and it's just like the beginning of summer. July 4th, almost the same. Sometimes it's too hot. Not the case, it appears, this weekend. And it's on a Monday. Easier for planning. On a Wednesday, you're working Tuesday and Thursday, just that one day in the middle, maybe can't enjoy it as much. This weekend, great. Starting, you know, probably for a lot of people tomorrow. And then you've got three great nights there before. Finally, Monday night, you got to probably rein it in a little bit. You know, you do you. The Deshaun Watson hearings are over. 3 days. Ian Rappaport and others reporting that. That's it. He says, No timetable on when disciplinary action will be announced. Okay, sure, but tomorrow would be exactly when the league should want to do it. July 1st, people on holiday weekends traveling. It's always the Friday news dump, especially in the summer, especially on a holiday. So, like, tomorrow is made for make that Deshaun Watson announcement, if they're ready to do it. The Browns, we've talked about this. I mean, there's the Watson case and or cases and all of that, the ugliness of all of that. But then there's like the football piece and the difference in the Cleveland Browns between having Deshaun Watson as their quarterback and, well, Jacoby Brissett will probably be their quarterback if it's not Watson. And for as maybe for as long as that goes. I could see the Browns moving in for maybe Garoppolo if Watson is suspended for like the year. A quarterback that they can better than Brissett believe can they might be able to win with. It would be a little bit like his 49ers teams, Garoppolo, with all the running prowess of the Browns, you know, different schemes, but just a team that is about running the ball, and they have Chubb and Hunt, and they could, I think they could sell that and maybe be successful. But with Brissett, I would not expect them to last 17 games and hang in there in the AFC, or even in the AFC North alone, but the AFC with the powers in the conference. But, you know, whether Watson is suspended for the year is still very much up in the air. Yesterday, it sounded like he probably wouldn't be, at least in terms of the speculation. And, hey, they are here for their 10th game. The Browns' 10th game is in Buffalo, mid-November, week 11. And so if he gets half the year, the Bills will be one of the first, maybe the second game he would play. If it's the 10th game, they play 9 and 10 and go from there. If that happens, if he gets 8 games to start the year, almost half the year, then the Bills would be his second opponent playing for Cleveland. It's a huge thing for the Browns and the AFC, needless to say. Without him, or even with Garoppolo, I don't think they're that much. But they do have strength at a lot of positions. And if Watson played, like missed 4 games, say, they're a serious contender. I mean, they go from bottom middle, maybe, in the hierarchy to, I think, probably top 5. If no suspension for Watson, I would go Bills, Chiefs, Ravens, Browns, or maybe Ravens, Chargers, Browns, in there. Like, I'd put Cleveland in there with a full-time Deshaun Watson at quarterback. Doubt it's going to be that, but they are definitely a serious team once he gets on the field. No news on suspension, but the hearings are over, and do not be surprised if it's tomorrow. A summer Friday on a holiday weekend is just when the NFL would like to roll that out. Andrew Filippone, speaking of the AFC North, Pittsburgh, former colleague of ours. We'll talk to Andrew after sports. Can't wait. It's been a long time. I want to catch up with him. We'll do that next here on WGR.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.